Howdy, folks. Welcome to Something Missouri. A little slice of heaven on earth, if you know what I mean, but not without its own exciting times. Here's the story of the time the town was almost turned upside down by a band of no-goods and how it was saved in a most unexpected way. Well, it was a gorgeous day in the little town of Something, Missouri, with the opening of the annual Fall Festival. The mayor was making his usual pre-election campaign and howdies with his lovely daughter Kimmy Sue at his side. The sheriff was keeping an eye on things with a little more than occasional glimpse in the mayor's direction, but not at the mayor himself, if you catch my meaning. Deputy Dooley was having quite a time getting his donkey Silver to make the short trip to the hitching post. The rest of the town was readying itself for the festivities. It was quite a shindig.
Something more, something more. I've always kind of hoped for something more. Something more, something more. I guess I really always wanted something more. I've seen the best of Texas, been to Kansas, don't you know? Went west to California on a quest through Mexico. I pushed across the prairie, herding cattle to and fro. And yet I've always wanted something more. Something more, something more. I've always kind of hoped for something more. Something more, something more. I guess I've really always wanted something more.
Don't like the fog of Frisco,
never cared for sourdough.
Prefer a Midwest
howdy
to a genteel folk.
Hello.
I've rode across the country and it's time to holler
whoa and settle in a little something more.
Something more, something more. I've always kind of hoped for something more. Something more, something more. I guess I really always wanted, probably, maybe, sort of wanted, surely, nearly, clearly wanted something more. Something more.
One of the features of this year's festivities was the traveling medicine show of Professor Guano. He had a way of astounding the crowds with his feats of trickery and illusion. Only today, he had other ventures in mind. Teaming up with a notorious tan duster gang, he kidnapped the mayor's daughter, the lovely Kimmy Sue. But to Guano's consternation, as he was about to make his getaway, in rides a mysterious black-garbed rider, the Pinkerton Man. As soon as he made his appearance, the gang showered him with bullets and a blazing gunfight ensued. In the ruckus, Guano made good his escape with Kimmy Sue firmly trapped in his medicine wagon cage.
What to do? What to do? There's something wrong in something. What to do?
What to do?
What to do? What to do? Kimmy Sue, we best be doing something more than simply hope you up and show no knowing where you're up and going. Where are you?
Friends, the Pinkerton men have a saying that they never sleep and they always get their man. Well, this Pinkerton was no exception. He tirelessly pursued the ne'er-do-wells with the help of the sheriff and his trusty deputy Dooley. Though the gang fought back furiously, in the end, Kimmy Sue was rescued, the gang rounded up, and everything was put to right again. Well, that about wraps up the story of the time the brave Pinkerton man rescued the damsel in distress in the little town of Something, Missouri. Thanks for sharing this exciting tale. But since seeing is believing, come on out and see it for yourself sometime when you're out this away.
Something more, something more. I've always kind of hoped for something more. Something more, something more. I guess I really always wanted, probably, maybe, sort of wanted, surely, nearly, clearly wanted something more.